evening, everyone. I just listened to someone boo about visually impaired users get out there and talk about how they use Audioboo. So, as I'm visually impaired, I decided to get into this. Well, most of my followers know that I'm Marilyn. I am from Estonia, which is kind of like North Europe. For those of you who don't know, a very small country, not very widely known, but yeah. Well, I don't have much sight to talk about. I can, when there's daylight, I can see where the windows are, etc. I usually don't run in its doors that easily when there's light, when there's enough light, but it happens. Not enough to get any help from magnifying things on the computer, for example. So I use a screen reader also to access Audioboo from the web when I need it. I use Audioboo to upload daily stuff mostly. Updates, just chat about random things. Sometimes record my dog doing funny stuff. Well, that doesn't happen too often, but I use my phone for that. My iPhone. Sorry. sorry. And I also sometimes upload my concert recordings, mainly piano, and that I do through the website. I find the website quite nice. There's this special link for screen reader users that simplified for simplified access, and I use that, and it is nice. I use NVDA mostly. Well, sometimes JAWS, but I like NVDA more, so I use NVDA, which is a free screen reader, and I have a Windows laptop. And yeah, the iPhone app I use mainly as I have an iPhone and an iPod. Mostly I use the iPhone to record. And yeah, I have nothing to say about it. It's great. They haven't broken any accessibility anywhere. So for me, I have no complaints for now, anyway. Well, yeah, I don't think there's anything else I have to say. I really appreciate all the work the developers have put into this. They've listened to our comments, suggestions, etc. And it's grand. Grand. Great job. Keep it up. Yeah, I'll go away now. And yeah, thank you for listening. And goodbye for now.